the global grid matrix, a web, an interconnecting web of light within and around our Earth, is made from the geometry of platonic solids. There are different grids weaving in and around our Earth, and the difference between these grids is the geometry and the diamonds that they are made from. When we come into diamond consciousness, we can tap into the higher grids of our Earth, becoming aware of different dimensions simultaneously. The Grail body works with the crown chakra, crystallizing light through consciousness and divine will. There is a fragility in that body as we work through the Holy Grail point. Sirian beings come in to support us as we work in this point, unifying our spiritual self in the now. We become much more multidimensional because we are an empty cup, and this is why it is called the Grail point. In this body, we become a vessel for the Christ form. Every process in spiritual life calls for us to internalize our practices, to go within. In a way, to celebrate pain, because that will push us towards growth. To recognize all pain is a growing pain. Learn to practice internal sensory awareness. Learn to feel the feelings in your body, in your heart. Where emotional pain manifests in the physical. Learn to feel, practice internal sensory awareness. This opens the intuition and the inner knowing. Remember, if you see a vision, it is because you are participating in it. To receive light in our enlightenment process, we must be balanced. And stillness brings balance. Balance brings us back to center. For this, detachment is necessary. The practice of detachment means to not be attached to other people's lack of growth or lack of understanding. To not be attached to the painful feelings when you feel the separation this creates. And to remember that everyone is where they are because they need to be there. There is a reason for that soul to have that experience. People who are sick are held in a bubble. However, you will experience their pain differently. This can cause you to suffer for them. But you couldn't and shouldn't live another's life. You can't suffer for them or speed up their learning. All you can do is be there for them and love them. And stay in the light. Our detachment is so much about trusting in the divine plan. And coming back to our own part in that. Our own enlightenment, knowing our loved ones will receive through that. Don't identify as good or bad. It just is. Don't make yourself wrong, because as soon as you do that, you make someone else right. Feel positive and negative when they come up and purify, so you can come away from polarity and back to the heart.